Hi, my name is Barry Manandi and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world. And a nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's unhappy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport, it's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
The biggest sports show anywhere on Zimbabwe radio gets even bigger on a Friday evening as we build up to what should be an exciting weekend in the world of sport, local as well as international. In between all the talk of sport, we'll have plenty of banter as well as entertainment for you, mainly in the form of our musical interludes, the power play, which sets the tone for the show up top. And then, of course, at halftime, we have the play of the day. Today's Friday, Fire Friday, Party Friday. The party starts right here on your favorite sports show. My name is Mike Madoda, and joining me in the studio is Barry Manandi and Chris Meadsey. Hopefully a bit later on, we should be joined by Alois Munjira, and the man who's pulling all the strings behind the desk is our producer, Sean Tafirenyika. What's on the menu? Highlanders coach Peter de Jong says Boso will do everything they can to beat Dynamos and advance to the final of the Chibuku Super Cup.
Yeah, the feeling is good because everyone is available. Yeah, let's enjoy the game and let's go on good result. That is, do everything what there is possibility in our hands to go to the final.
At the Women's Cricket World Cup, India have sealed the last semi-final slot to mean that they'll have a chance of going all the way at this year's edition.
Keir was starting to go up around the ground and it will end with a wicket of the final delivery of the contest. And India's first win in four games sends them into the semi-final.
And then in the beautiful game, it's that game. They call it the biggest match in world football. It's time for El Clásico. Real Madrid host Barcelona. And of course, Real Madrid will be aiming to stop a run of losses to Barcelona in which they lost all El Clásicos played last season.
And you may remember that it was all Barcelona last season. In every single competition that they faced Real Madrid, they got the better of them. So what is going to come of the most recent Clásico, which we have got coming up for you on Sunday?
Should we refer to Dynamo's Highlanders as a derby? Maybe Clásico is probably the more appropriate term. Well, there are two for you this weekend. That one, as well as the one in Spain. And we want to know your predictions. What will be the score lines? Who will turn out to be the victors? 0772-168-045. That's the studio number. WhatsApp platform. We'll read as many of your predictions as we can. And Chris, you've got to say that it's all set up, I think, for the Dynamos and Highlanders game.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after that stalemate at Barmafield Stadium last week.
Exciting times. This is going to be, I think, the third time these teams are meeting this year. So eager to see what a revived Highlanders side under De Jong looks like coming up against the Dynamos, again revived under KK. So exciting times in this particular game in the Chibuku Super Cup.
And also, Barry, a lot of people will be eager to see if Real Madrid can get one over Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that
those going to the bookmakers are likely to install Barcelona as favourites on the basis that Real Madrid has been getting over the line but haven't been convincing. So this is a Clasico to watch.
Right. Just a reminder again of our interactive platforms. WhatsApp, the principal one, 0772-168-045. And then across all social media platforms, simply search for at ZFM Sport.
ZFM stereo is untouchable.
From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
Let's jump right into it. And the Highlanders and Dynamos meet for the third time this year, this time in the semi-finals of the Chibuku Super Cup at Rufaro on Sunday. Highlanders coach Peter de Jong, who won the Chibuku Super Cup with Highlanders in 2019, is hoping to do the same this year as a solace for Borso, who have fared very well or have not fared very well in the league over the years.
Yeah, the feeling is good because everyone is available. We have no players are suspended. We have the reason we'll play 20-25 minutes last Sunday because he is not 100% fit on that moment, but he is improving. Everyone is available. And we travel on Saturday, we train today, we train tomorrow. And Saturday we travel to Harare. Let's enjoy the game. And let's go on good result. That is, we do everything what there is possibility in our hands to come to the final.
Peter de Jong there, he sounded very confident, and he has to sound confident, doesn't he, Chris?
Yeah.
He's up against his biggest rival in Dynamos, coming off the back of a tightly contested game, but a game that Dynamos actually shaded last weekend at Barberfield. So Peter de Jong knows that he's got his work cut out, hence he's got to get his troops in the right frame of mind, believing that they can come into Harare, to Rufaro, and get a result.
Absolutely, and I think it's also really important to remember that when they played the reverse fixture as well, that also ended up in a draw. Yeah. So I think these teams, no one's been able to edge the other. But I think what we saw in that last game is a revived Dynamo side that I think really took Highlanders to the wire. I think there were many opportunities there where they could have taken that game, and it's technically points lost for Dynamos. But I think Highlanders will be taking a look and say, look, final scoreline, we've always come to draw. So we've got an opportunity to come to Harare, get a win, and make sure we advance in the Chibuku Super Cup. It's a really important game for both teams because both of these teams are taking a look at relegation in the league. Mm. So they could technically both get relegated, but at least they would have won the Chibuku Super Cup.
Chibuku Super Cup, and that'll be obviously a consolation. Alois, let's take a look at Dynamos. Over the last month or so, they've been on a revival. Great run. The miracle of Kayundu, they're calling it. Pastor Kayundu. And it must be acknowledged as such because he's come in there, he's galvanized Dimbari, he's turned that whole jagged around, given them belief. The fans are coming back to Rufaro. But there have been two players, I think, that have stood out as match winners for Dynamos in this run of matches. One of them, of course, little known player, Kasondo, who's come in from Division 1 football and has scored important goals for Dynamos. Also, Denver Mukamba as well, who's come in, chipped in with a very important winner versus Scotland, and has also been, you know what, the guy who has had the fans on their feet. Both of these players are suspended. How big a blow is that for Dynamos?
It is a big blow, to be honest, because especially with Kasondo, because he was looking like he's the one who was giving them firepower up front. You know, as for Denver, I think it's more of the moral
motivational.
I think they will respond. I think they should do it. I think they should just put on a tracksuit, a club tracksuit, go onto the field before the match and go to the Vietnam and you know, hype them up. I think he can still do that. Mm. But Kasondo is the one that they're going to really miss because he was looking like he's the sharpshooter up front for Dynamos.
Absolutely. And of course, he scored that equalizing goal for Dynamos at Barberfield Stadium last time out. On the other side, Barry, let's talk about Highlanders and Peter de Jong. What approach does he take in this game? Because we saw in that game versus Dynamos at Barberfield, it wasn't the usual Highlanders sort of performance at home that we're used to, where they get hold of the ball, they dominate possession, they are very methodical from the back. This time, they seemed to be a bit of fear in the way that Highlanders played versus Dynamos.
And as a result, it ended up as a basketball match.
Yeah.
You attack, we attack. For anyone watching in the stands or on TV, that's phenomenal. And I think we all enjoyed it.
But there was no control.
But there was no control. And so I think Peter de Jong will know that. He's experienced enough to know that that's not going to work. The game was way too open. So I think he'll want to have a bit more control, play more like what you just described, and ensure that Highlanders is then able to work their way into the game, fashion out the chances, and then deliver upon that. Because they know that Dynamos themselves are no mugs in terms of giving away goals under Kaine.
I want to stay with you, Barry, for this again, to oppose this question about Highlanders, because it seemed to me that the only way that Highlanders probably had a route to goal was set pieces.
Yeah.
You know, whenever Andrew Mbemba was behind the ball, the quality that he produces from set pieces into the box, you know, is that again a plan? Because I've seen Highlanders sort of like almost devoid of creativity, especially after McKinnon Mashore left the team, went to Simba Bora, and then we also saw, of course, the youngster who was nipped next by Scotland. And they just don't seem to have that creativity, especially in midfield, where they can prize teams open. Yes, Raouji gets on the ball sometimes, but he overplays and invariably loses possession. They just seem to be lacking creativity. Could that be the route to go? To say, you know what, the cross is coming into the box from Beba when he overlaps all the set pieces.
Absolutely, because I think the route through the middle and playing through the phases isn't necessarily giving them the dividends that they expected. Malvis Sibanda has come off a little bit in terms of his creative contribution to the team. Maybe that's a Chiweta-ism, that when he was playing with Chiweta on the flank, he had that outlet to then bounce off. And that's no longer there. I think that De Jong, his tactical setup excited me against Dynamos. And this might be weird to say, but his tactical setup is such that he's always got balance in defense. Because when Mbemba goes forward, Mason Mashore drops into that right-sided role, and he always has that bank of three at the back. So I would want to see, yes, set pieces, but I would want to see Mbemba bombing on a little bit more and then sending in the crosses, and that will create more numbers in the box because his right-sided midfielder can then tuck in as well. So I think there's an opportunity.
They call him a lock in Brazil.
All right, there we go, lock,
That defender, that midfielder that goes on to cover the defender.
That drops into the fullback. The
lock, yes. I want you guys to start thinking about your predictions for this game. But before we get to those predictions, let's just talk a bit about the other semi-final. And it sees Moors taking on Triangle. They play at Ngoni Stadium tomorrow afternoon. So that's almost effectively a curtain raiser, Chris. Yeah. Moors head coach Lloyd Mutasa has called for focus and a strong home performance in this high-stakes encounter. Both teams, Chris, are coming off the back of defeats. Mm-hmm. Moors versus Scotland, they lost their game. Yeah. And then, of course, Triangle were beaten in their league game as well. So they're coming off the back of defeats. But you've got to say, playing at Ngoni, in front of probably a full house, packed stadium, passionate support, Mozana Udzana, out in still Moors as the favourites.
Definitely. And I think even in that game against Scotland, we saw a Moors side that was playing some fantastic football. I think when we take a look at one of the most disciplined, well-drilled sides in the league, they have no particular star power that we can talk about. But what Lloyd Mutasa has done with this team is he's created an incredible team. And I think playing out in Ngoni gives them a distinct advantage every single time. I think any team going out to Ngoni is immediately nervous. It's a hard place to come out of with a point. And they've made it such that coming up against a Moore side is not easy. Triangle are no mugs, but I think Moore's just edge it slightly in this encounter.
Alois, we often talk about players, and Moore's has got some really good players. I think Aboubakar Moffat is one that's really on the lips of a lot of Zimbabweans at the moment, and a player that a lot of people wondered why he was not getting the national team call-up, and perhaps he's with the demise of Michael Nees, his fate.
He's a blessing
fate,
in disguise.
Yeah, his fate may well change. Yeah. You never know.
It's possible.
They also have a number of really good players in that Moore's side. But I feel that not enough is said about Lloyd Mutasa and the work that he has done at Moore's. The way that he's got them playing, just in terms of football, they're almost a throwback to the four-peat FC Platinum. The way they control games, the way they're comfortable in possession, the technical ability of their players.
When you look at Moore's, it's not... they are the ones that we can actually see. If we finish the league now, where they are right now, we can see that, we can say that is an achievement.
Yeah.
They've done well, they play well. You know, one thing that also you have not mentioned, Mike, is the pace at which they play the game.
Mm.
They play the game at high intensity throughout the match. You know, I watched them play against Capes United and I felt sorry for Capes United because they just kept on going. You know, like, I don't know how Lloyd has also invented the way they take the set pieces. They don't wait for you to set up your wall. They don't wait for you, even if it's a corner, they don't wait for you to take your positions and everything. They just keep on playing always in high speed, you know, and that can actually get you tired if you are an opponent. And I've seen that happening with a lot of teams. They run you ragged until you are tired, and they are well conditioned. It shows that they are also well conditioned. If you are going to be playing football at such a high speed, high pace, you are well conditioned. So for me, I think Lloyd has done well with the team. Like Chris said, there are no outstanding stars in the team, but when you see them playing, they are actually highly technical. You can actually see they are very comfortable on the boy as well.
Right, and I take a look at Triangle United. They've done a phenomenal job under Genesis Mangombe. He went for a brief stint, I think, in Tanzania. Didn't quite work out for him out there.
It didn't.
Didn't quite work out. Well, it worked out for him in Scotland, but he was shown the exit after winning the team promotion. And then he's come back to Zimbabwe, went straight into a relegation dogfight. Triangle looked dead and buried. You know, when he took over that job. But he's done a phenomenal job to put them at the point where, with three games left in the season, they've got fate in their own hands.
Mm.
They win their next three matches, they survive.
They survive, yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
But in tomorrow's match, Barry, they are without the suspended trio of Ali Malicelo, Jordan Pedra, who, of course, were shown red cards, and then they are without the influential Aaron Zeka, who's been arguably their best player all season.
That's going to be a big miss for them. Advantage Moore's, again, that installs, since Moore's is a betting team, that definitely installs Moore's as a favourite.
They have a fully fit squad.
They have a fully fit squad.
No injury concerns.
No injury
concerns.
No suspensions. So Moore's has it in their hands for this game, because you look at Ali Malicelo, he provides that defensive fulcrum in midfield. You look at Aaron Zeka, he's their drummer, as it were. He controls the pace at which they play. Missing those two players plus Jordan Pedra is going to be a massive fillip for Triangle and Genesis Mangombe. So for me, I think this one goes one way.
Right.
Moore's going through.
Okay, messages are coming in. 0772-168-045. Guys, I think you guys need to be wrapping up your prediction for the
that was Highlanders game.
Ready.
But I'll read this message first, and it says that, hi guys, kudos to Moz and Lloyd Mutasa for the season. That guy is good at what he does, no doubt. He's a low-key guy, no drama, hence more often forgotten, unlike other talkative and dramatic coaches. And that is so true about Lloyd Mutasa. I think because he's a chilled guy.
Yeah.
He has enough lambo.
No.
You know, apart from the odd occasion when he does wear sort of like a light kind of suit.
Or a three-piece suit.
But he's a very quiet guy.
Yeah.
You know, so he's so easy sometimes to forget. And we so easily sometimes overlook the phenomenal work that he is doing. There are more predictions, of course, coming in. Anzina Gennaro, the Battle of Zimbabwe is in town, and this time a winner is inevitable. But news of industrial strike in the blue side of the capital gives a slight advantage to Borso. But hey, derbies are so stubborn. Who knows?
Yeah, beware Dynamos that has industrial action.
Yeah. Back in the day, if Dimbare, they went on strike.
They would win games.
Then good evening, guys. It's Borso versus Moors FC in the final. That could be played at Barber Fields. That's my prediction. Ooh. Davison Mahachula North in Bulawayo. Right, Chris Shute. Dynamos Highlanders. Rufaro.
I'm going with a 1-0 win for Highlanders.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's wearing black and white.
Black and white.
There's only one goal in that game.
They are not scoring goals.
All right. Alois.
I'm going with 1-0 to Dynamos. I don't think Kaindu is going to be losing anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's carrying on with his unbeaten.
So 2-1-0s here, Barry. Highlanders for Chris. Dynamos for Bunch.
For me, Dynamos on penalties.
Penalties.
Yeah, they're going all
good
the way.
Good Lord, you're telling me we're going to be there until 6 o'clock?
They're not going to be separated. Nah, it's going to get dark.
Yeah.
No. They're not going to be separated.
Get there. What's your prediction?
I am going with Dynamos to edge it.
Okay.
Going with Dynamos to edge it, but I'm going to go with 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah,
that should be a good game then.
Yeah. 2-1. Yeah. 2-1 with Dynamos to edge. I give Dynamos the edge, being a Trufaro.
Yeah.
But again, I will go with the importance of the first goal.
Yeah,
the importance of the first goal is going to be key. Because that game at Barber Fields could quite easily have ended 1-0 in favor of Highlanders. Mm-hmm. And Dynamos got that fortuitous equalizer, because we forget it was a big deflection. Big deflection. Changed the trajectory of the whole ball. Arius Manda looked to have it covered. Would have been a very comfortable save for him, but it went the opposite direction. And it ended 1-1. So I always just get the feeling that whoever scores the first goal, maybe because it's a cup competition, teams tend to fight a bit harder because they know, listen, we are out. If we don't equalize, we are out. We need to win this. So I am going with 2-1, but in favor of Dynamos. I'd hate a penalty shot. Come on, guys. Come on. Just
But Dynamos,
but I love a penalty shootout. I love penalty shootouts when I'm in neutral.
Penalty shootouts are so dramatic.
Very dramatic.
So you never know how it's going to go.
They miss more than the score.
But Dynamos hits penalties well, and then they've got the secret weapon of their substitute goalkeeper who comes on.
Well, Islanders got Ariel.
And Ariel plays a full game.
Yeah, but he says penalties.
Comes on 5 minutes before the end, and invariably, Anvisa at least two.
Anvisa two. Anvisa four in Scotland.
I'm telling you, first round, preliminary round, Dynamos goes through on penalties. They meet Simba Bora in the Ningi. They go through on penalties. Quarterfinals, penalties.
Their luck is going to run out.
Even from last
in the
season.
Final.
The
luck will run out.
From last year.
Ariel Anatomata.
Yes.
One Arik.
Yes, I won.
Yeah, at least one.
At least. It always should give Highlanders a lift. So it's just like Dynamos. They should get a lift from this guy.
When Highlanders on Farango, guys, it's just let's just score five.
Let's just score. Let's just
Ariel save one. Yeah. At least.
100%.
I listen to my radio. CFM Stereo. Stereo. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
give you that local sports news, starting off with some rugby. History will be made tomorrow when the first round of matches of the highly anticipated inaugural Sable Lager Grid Cup kicks off at Harare Sports Club. The tournament is set to feature four teams, the Impies, Ngunis, Valley Blades and Sunrays. They'll be captained by Kudzai Mashawi, Aiden Burnett, Hilton Mudariki and Dion Kumalo respectively. The Sable Lager Grid Cup is a partnership between Zimbabwe Rugby Union, Kara Sports and the host province, that's Harare Rugby. This is also all in an effort to see the national team improve and build towards the 2027 World Cup, so they put their best foot forward while also increasing local competition. This is its inaugural season, so we're going to take a look and see how this goes. Oh, it's an interesting one they've come up.
Names are very interesting. The Ngunis.
The Impies.
Yes, the Impies, yeah. It's sort of like Warriors.
Yes.
War.
Valley Blades and Sunrays.
And Sunrays.
Soft.
No, it's a bit soft.
That's a bit soft.
Sunrays.
I love one of those two teams with.
Sunrays, yeah, maybe if it's a Japanese team, yes.
So, Nishal, let's go to some cricket. Zimbabwe's 2025-26 domestic cricket season is set to get underway this weekend with a packed schedule of back-to-back Logan Cup and a Pro 50 Championship matches designed to give players maximum exposure across formats. The season opens on Sunday with Rhinos hosting Eagles at Cricket Sports Club in the first four-day clash of the campaign. Finish off with some news out of karate. The inaugural Midlands Karate Championship is underway at Queen's Sports Club in Kwekwe. The tournament targeted novice athletes from the age of 3 up to open category to compete in both the kata and kumite styles. The championships are being pioneered by Sensei Shepherd Ziwira, who has turned his personal journey into a wider community mission.
Have you ever tried martial arts?
I have not.
Any of you guys? Martial arts?
No.
And it is a fight.
I was curious at some point.
Listen, it's just a fight. What do you mean?
And it is a fight.
So you've never been in a fight?
Hold on. I smacked CJ Susie. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, because you are lying.
No,
CJ Susie smacked
you. He was a bully. No, I smacked him.
I stood up to a bully.
I was like the coward of the county. Have you heard that song? Yes, Kenny Rogers.
Exactly.
Where he finally lost it.
Yeah. I took on a bully at PE and...
Yes.
If I die, I die.
You went. Okay.
This guy was like twice my size.
You broke the coke bottle.
Okay. And I just went in. And the whole class was just watching to see, okay, is he going to get flattened? But I stood there. And I took him on.
That's it.
But generally...
Just ever since you
are there any Prince Edward guys who can verify this story?
Did you ever hear this story?
He wasn't. We are Masinia.
Nah, but it's impossible not to get into a fight. Especially
at a boys' school.
At a boys' school, even at school generally. I'm not talking about question actually. But I just thought to myself, you know, we used to have some guys who were really good. You know, we used to watch the karate movies.
Oh yeah.
Kung Fu movies.
Yeah.
Some of these guys could actually mimic.
Do the moves.
Do the moves.
Yeah. Somersault and everything.
Yes. 180.
Yeah.
Hey, Maki Taito. Oh, he was brilliant. Taito's drunken master.
There was a guy in Glen.
No, there were guys like that, even in our hood.
Yeah.
But in Glen,
there was a guy who, when he did the moves, his outfit, you know, the way those loose pants, would actually be going...
There we go. So those guys are
like,
isn't it a matter of
what
coaching?
What was it about bully minds?
I think it's actually...
I think it's just the energy that's not then channeled. Because imagine if they had access to something like this.
Because it's just look, sometimes you got a foot to go and watch, go and film, sometimes you couldn't. So if you couldn't, the Taisangana Pamwakwa, there was a big tree.
Yeah.
Then he would come now, Maki, because Maki always used to go, and he would narrate.
Yeah.
With the moves.
With the moves. Chris. Cross-legged like this, did you? And we
would
visualize.
Yeah, we don't want to move. I just don't want to move. You're very right. We don't want to move.
We're turning up the beats.
I just need
your hit music station.
Let's go. You ain't my boyfriend. Duh. Beautiful big boobs, top designer clothes. How do you sleep when you lie to me? Dance, dance,
home for hit music. It's Z. Lock it on. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
0772-168-0455. I mean, we're just going down memory lane here. Since we would watch football by radio. I know it doesn't make sense to anyone who's listening, but there are people who know what we are talking about when we say that we would watch football.
Right on Eka.
Because we had these really vivid imagination.
They would take you into Rufaro Stadium, those guys.
Even Ndagatanga Kupinda Mugomba, National Sports Stadium, before I'd set foot in Harare.
I experienced Rufaro before I even even set foot. And listen, I'm from when dinosaurs were walking the earth.
Too big issues. Dynamos move forward now.
And you see, the first thing that you would visualize on Rufaro Stadium is the Mbare end and the city end.
Yes.
Now,
and the Vietnam.
I'm from when dinosaurs were walking the earth.
Yeah.
So before, guys, to the uninitiated, before there were stands in those areas, there was just and there was just embankments.
Yeah.
So when my dad took me to a game at Rufaro, I was like, right, which one's the Mbare end? And I was like, that's the Mbare end. And that's the city end. Did you talk Ziva Utichi?
So I mean, wonderful memories, and the commentators were great.
Yes.
They were great.
The unfortunate thing about the commentary nowadays is that, especially for Zimbabwe TV, I see a lot of radio commentary on TV. I think that there's a difference because TV,
so don't commentate. Just give us tidbits of it.
We go manage, check the flow.
Give us a flow.
Context as well.
We don't get as much context anymore. Like there's times when there's dead, sort of like dead ball at some point, and people are struggling with content to give us, like you know, the history of this particular game and all of that.
That's what you need to do more on TV. History and analyzing.
Because I worked with Steve Vickers.
Oh, he's fantastic.
His level of preparation, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd go out there and he'd watch the warm ups and he would be jotting down information. Mm. Even as we were driving around the country, he would be between the audible, the occasional. Oh! What a view. He loved the views.
Michael.
That sound.
That
sound.
He would. He would gasp. He loved it. Moterequa, those areas. He loved scenery of Steve Vickers.
My sound he needs to work on this.
And of course, his packed lunch or packed breakfast from his V.
Yes.
He would whip up cutlery.
Cutlery?
Yes, with a serviette.
Stainless steel.
Absolutely.
And
I'd be driving there and he'd be chomping away.
And he wouldn't offer you.
But anyway, let's go to our messages here. Right. Lots of predictions have been coming through. Hello, guys. Moz is so compact. Initiates their train drill so well, but with Triangle, Hans Bamara, and Kamsoko, then how they spread it to their pacey wingers. I see a draw 1-0 in 90 minutes. Triangle win after penalties, I guess. This is Tale out in Chiredzi. Okay. Evening, guys. Love your show. Is it still the battle for Zimbabwe? Because those two teams, Vapera Avo. Yeah, they're struggling, but it's still the battle for Zimbabwe.
It's still the biggest game.
You should see how packed Baba Fields was last week.
And how packed Rufaro will be.
That'll tell you.
And how vibey Bulawayo was as well. Bulawayo
I
was in Bullies at the time,
yeah.
So it comes alive. Everyone is excited about the game. It's infectious.
Bulawayo is always vibey when Highlanders is playing. I've seen it several times. You feel that we don't have that in Harare anymore. In Bulawayo, you still feel that Highlanders is playing today.
Right, guys, that's the best sports team on the land. Guys, that's we read something like
like Dynamo's players didn't want to train today because of their outstanding dues in terms of winning bonuses. True or false? This is Evans Kavia Padombo Shaba.
I haven't heard. I haven't heard anything. I didn't hear about this industrial action.
But you see, social media.
Yeah.
Zunofamba. This is the second message we've received.
I hope it's backed by pictures because there's a lot of talk that happens around Dynamos that sometimes is just
Chivi Pabulawayo, New Luveve, Anzi Boso 2, Matapi FC 0, obviously referring to Dynamos, and then Madrid 3, Barcelona 1, Anzi Takayenda. Team ZFM Anzi Morise, let the Warriors give Pizzo the job just from now until AFCON tournament. If we're not able to pay him for a longer contract, his experience is what we need. Dynamos and Moors in the final. Endai Naisho, Jomdara Oga Mudimbare. Anzi, good evening, sports team. How may I join your fantasy league? The show no post, of course, the league on our social media platforms. So please check those and you'll be able to join. Happy Independence Day to Zambia, turning 61 today. Then Alois Naruzia Zakazopera say, Anzi, can we call Dimbare Boso a derby? Simba Palusaka. One Zambia, one nation. By the way, congratulations to Zambia to celebrate.
It is Siamese twins.
It is.
It's a Zimbabwean football derby.
We can argue. We're having semantics because look, you can talk about the derby being a game that's played by two teams in a particular city location. So Merseyside derby, which is
that's why people
Everton.
Are so blinkered to that.
So, but there are also examples from around the world of derbies that are played. For example, the Derby d'Italia, which features Inter from Milan and Juventus from Turin. There we go.
Yeah. In other nations, people are just blinkered.
They've got what they call in the Spanish nations. They call them classicals, isn't it?
El Clásico is actually a derby. People want. El Clásico is a derby. It's not a derby. It's El Clásico.
But it doesn't matter. I think we're arguing over semantics. Yeah. What we're really talking about is the rivalry, the fierce rivalry
between two clubs in a one geographical space.
Yeah, prediction here: Dimbare 1, Boso 0. Jones Mukanya Nyambuya Kwamu Tare. And then I hope Dimbare don't end up winning the cup. It'll be sad news if they win because they won't take part again in the CAF competition. This is Takuzwa Morenje in Durban, South Africa. Do you think if Dynamos had known that there was a $100,000 stipend that comes to teams participating in the preliminary stages of the competition, that they would have pulled out?
They knew. They knew. I think they pulled out on the basis that I don't think they fancied their chances. That's the honest truth. That it was going
to
be embarrassing.
That's not the point, though. Participating.
Participation.
Do you think Zingizi is thinking about winning. Win the CAF Champions League?
It's about just participating.
It's about participating.
Dynamo's made a very odd decision. At that time, they were under the stewardship Saul.
No, don't blame Saul.
No, it wasn't Saul. It wasn't Saul. I'm just saying that the coach then was Saul. I don't know what the decision-making matrix was at that time. And let me tell you and assure you, Dynamos will not win the Super Cup, the Chibuku Super Cup this year. They get to the final, okay? They're going to beat Highlanders on penalties.
Then they'll lose to one of the teams.
Then they're going to lose to Moors.
Moors
will win the Chibuku Super Cup and they will participate.
No participants.
I'm telling you.
Moors will participate. You know, it's going to be exciting that we have Moors and Scotland.
Yes, participating in Africa.
To Africa.
Yes.
Yo, what a tide turn. Brilliant. What a tide turn.
When we say northern region, Yaga Oma, believe us.
It's highly possible that we're actually going to have those two, the rivals that came,
into the
Premier League
from northern region.
Let's
wrap up, guys. Two more messages here. Anzi Natebe and Skies, you reminded me of the old days. Saturday afternoon, Anzi at McDonald Hall. Bruce Lee, enter the dragon.
that one was a very popular movie.
Go to boots to a tree.
To my Chinese shoes.
Yes. To the white sole. And then try to choose my laces.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys, with this one. Anzi, hi, guys. Thanks for spending the show every other day. Yeah, in my memories, especially Barberfield Stadium. Anzi Manufugis are my first time corner Alois Barberfield during Kuma early 90s during a PSL Select versus Warriors. Pachilina and Carlos Max. I believe Alois was doing his A levels. I neka haircut, Kanenge English, French cut, neka line pa front, similar to similar to Peter Ndlovu's trademark cut then. I won't forget that match. That is Babam Kululi in Glenwood Park.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The league that makes football all so beautiful. Where artistry and strokes of genius are the order of any day. Where the game is played with a smile. All the youth from the Spanish La Liga on CFM Sport.
Okay, let's talk about the Clásico. Now, last season, Barcelona romped to four Clásico victories over. Our producer really likes the word romped.
What's going on, Sean?
Anyway, just pointing out. Anyway, four Clásico victories over Real Madrid, but led by informed striker Kylian Mbappe, Los Blancos are aiming to redress the balance on Sunday in La Liga. Madrid have some doubts around them regarding their performance in big matches, having lost against Paris Saint-Germain at the Club World Cup semi-finals, then suffering a 5-2 thrashing by Atletico Madrid in a derby in September. Let's get the pre-match thoughts from football pundit Luis Garcia.
Both teams have been exposed, have been vulnerable at the back. They got the results. I think they are at the top of the table because of something. But in the moment they have been tested, they didn't get it right. I think the Real Madrid still need to prove that the Xavi Alonso is working on something. The ideas are there. You can see that at some point you see good football, but of course the results are coming because Kylian Mbappe is in a fantastic form. And in Barcelona, exactly the same. That high line is still giving them so much trouble, so much problems. I think it's a header for all the defenders when they see each other just running back, chasing players. And yeah, they're going to get the results because what you said, because the best players are up front.
Luis Garcia gives us a nice preview of the game right there. That high line by Barcelona versus the speed of Real Madrid and their ability in transition. What wins for you?
I think Real Madrid will win this one.
So the transition will prevail over
the high line.
But no, it's my head.
Can I put to you?
I'm looking at Junior and I see Mbappe. I think they are the keys to unlock that.
This Junior Bunjira at Real Madrid.
I receive.
But Chris, it's easy to say that Real Madrid will win it because of those very factors, the high line, the transition of the players that are highlighted by Alex Bunjira. But there's another factor that perhaps it may come down to needing to outscore Barcelona. Can they?
Outscore Barcelona, I think, is going to be a tough one. I think Barcelona's been, ever since last season, I think, also been able to give us 3, 4, 5 goals in a game, high-scoring team. So I don't think Real Madrid is in that place anymore where they can outscore Barcelona. So if it comes down to outscoring, then I foresee a game where I think Barcelona definitely edges it.
This game tape, Atletico Madrid against Real Madrid. Surely Barcelona will look at that and say, oh, there we go, there's formula.
Yeah, I think the key for Real Madrid to win is they have to defend very well.
Yeah.
And this is where they miss Rudiger.
Yes.
Because Rudiger had that abrasiveness and so forth. Listen, there's news that the Brazilian for Rafinha, Barcelona, is now fit.
Fit,
and could be ready for selection tomorrow.
Okay.
That then really adds a different dimension,
yes,
especially with Rashford playing well. Yamin Lamau, it means now that
they can easily substitute any one of those two, especially Rashford. 60 minutes, play him, bring in Rafinha. And still have the same level of threat
and intensity
on that side and intensity. So that is Barcelona for you going up front. I think they rested Lewandowski, or is he over the Champions League? And then Pedri. For me, the key is Pedri. If Pedri and De Jong can dominate midfield, then I think,
like they've been doing,
I think it may be lights out for Real Madrid, because the level at which Pedri is playing at the moment right now, he's the best player in the world. Right now, Pedri. Matambira Arquita. He's playing at an insanely high level.
The Iniesta level.
He's right there.
Phenomenal.
So how does it end?
I am going, because it's in Madrid, I am going with Real Madrid 2, Barcelona 2.
A 2-2 draw? Chris?
I'm playing with a 1-0 draw.
Okay.
2-1 draw.
Okay, thank you. I am going with 3-1 in favor of the Blaugrana.
Barcelona.
Shucks.
3-1.
That's it.
Three fixtures in
my
one.
My heart says yes. Amen, Pastor.
Yes, I am.
My heart says no. See,
so if you refuse that, then you've got to refuse the prophecy about Junior Winji. So,
choose your choice.
Choose your choice.
No.
Either I'm the prophet or not.
The prophecy I'll take.
A key weekend La Liga fixtures: Valencia versus Villarreal, Real Sociedad versus Sevilla. Let's pop over to Italy very quickly. Headlining Serie A this weekend is last season's top two as they clash tomorrow evening with reigning champions Napoli, welcoming Inter Milan to the Stadio Maradona. This one is going to certainly be entertaining, if for nothing else.
I'm a bit worried about Napoli. They seem to have just come off the boil over the last couple of weeks. They had that huge loss in the Champions League.
That was strange.
Yeah, very strange of them. Especially strange for an Antonio Conte coach side.
Yeah.
Conte likes to keep things very tight. Very tight. Defensively solid. So I would give the edge to Inter in this game. Going into this game, I'd say that Inter come into this game on the back of the big win themselves and in better form.
I hope so, because then we can get an entertaining affair between Inter and Napoli. Rest of the weekend's key Serie A fixtures: AC Milan takes on Pisa, Udinese versus Lecce, Sassuolo versus Roma, Lazio versus Juventus. In England, both hunting for their fourth Premier League wins on the spin. Aston Villa and Manchester City collide in a fascinating Sunday encounter at Villa Park. And Man City, are they back, Chris?
It's tempting to say yes.
Uh-huh.
However, I think they've had such a patchy start to the season and patchy end to last season. So it's a difficult one. I think if they're going to be able to continue that run, I think it takes beating teams like Aston Villa that are also trying to get back into a good place in terms of that form. So let's wait and see before we pronounce that they're alive.
Right. They take on an Aston Villa side that has been that was recently beaten by Go Ahead Eagles last night, in fact, in the Europa League.
Go Ahead Eagles.
And I think that that defeat in the Europa League, they need to try and avoid a hangover of it, or else they make it very easy for Man City.
Yeah, they need to step up because Man City are back. You know, I wish I'm the one who had responded
to that question.
Man City are back.
Those are Magenta United.
No, they're back. They're back. And if they really need to contain Man City, they have to be at their very best. Because Man City are back. Haaland is back. And Haaland is going to be a 25-plus striker this season.
Right, yeah. It looks that way.
Yeah.
And the rest of your weekend's key Premier League fixtures: Chelsea versus Sunderland, Manchester United takes on Brighton, Brentford versus Liverpool, Arsenal versus Crystal Palace, Aston Villa takes on Man City, Wolves versus Burnley, Everton versus Tottenham. Let's wrap it up in the Bundesliga, separated by just 3 points in the league table. Borussia Dortmund and Cologne will go head-to-head at the Westfalen Stadion. Neither team managed to come away with maximum points from their most recent league outings, and a return to winning ways will be the objective for both sides this weekend. I am going to say, Mike, that Borussia Dortmund can bounce back from this. I watched Borussia Dortmund in the Clasico versus Bayern. I watched them in the Champions League, and Niko Kovac is cooking.
No, 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 they're a good side. They're a good side. They were quite unlucky to lose to Bayern Munich.
Yep.
You know, that mistake by Joe Bellingham, it was a killer.
Yeah.
Because it was at a time when they were on top of the game.
They were.
And looking like they were
pushing
going
for
to
the,
get
yeah,
an equalizer. And the worst thing that happened is that they then conceded that goal, mistake by Joe Bellingham, went 2-0 down, and guess what? 3 minutes later, they did get the goal that they so richly deserved. But the problem now is that it was now 2-1 rather than 1-1. So they've shown that they can compete with Bayern Munich. You know, mano a mano.
Yes.
They can go with Bayern Munich. But we all know that it's about how you also do against the teams in and around you. Where Bayern Munich have been registering comfortable wins, Borussia Dortmund has got to start doing the same thing as well, dispatching those teams and making sure that everything sort of like builds up to Bayern Munich's visit to the Westfalenstadion, where they will look to obviously get an edge over them.
Yeah, certainly. And Bayern Munich are now 12 wins out of 12 games in all competitions, and they go across to Borussia and take on Mönchengladbach, bottom of the table. However,
what is exciting about people that are haters? When went to coach Bayern, they were like, he's gonna struggle. And now they're winning. Then they say, anyone can coach Bayern.
It's true.
Now they're saying, anyone can, even a coach from high school can go and coach Bayern and win. Guys.
Anyway. Augsburg takes on RB Leipzig by Bayer Leverkusen versus Freiburg. That's what we have time for, guys. We're back on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend. May God richly bless you. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manande out.
Has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. No, thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James at the worst is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.